time now for an eyewitness report. We have the crew from CASA here. Amber and Heather, how are you two doing today?
We're good, thank you. So glad to be here.
Hey, it's great to have you both here. We're going to talk a little bit about CASA. First and foremost, what do you guys do in CASA? Well, actually, what does CASA stand for those who don't know?
Court-appointed special advocates.
Court-appointed special advocates. So with that in mind, what do you guys do on a daily basis?
We advocate for children that are in foster care. These children have been removed from their homes due to neglect and abuse for a number of reasons. And so we help go alongside these children to support them, make sure they have all of their needs met, psychological, emotional, physical, as well as school, educational. Mm-hmm. And
That's all very important because that's got to be, well, I can't even imagine what that would do to a kid emotionally, mentally, like having to be taken from that environment like that. But you guys are there with them every single step of the way. How does that process work out then for you guys on your end?
So our volunteer CASAs, we have a training that happens and it's approximately 30 plus hours that they have to have core training prior to being sworn in by the judge. Mm-hmm. And once that process is completed, we provide them with a case that has either one to potentially three children. And from there, we are a legal party to the case. So they go and meet the children. They meet the family that they're staying with, or it could be in-home plan with a parent or parents. And they walk alongside them through their journey in foster care.
Wow. Man, so they're an important, kind of almost a member of the family at that point.
Yeah, kind of.
Man, oh man. It's important work, though, definitely, when you just being able to support them through this process. And I know that it's a nonprofit organization.
Correct.
So how do you guys get supported?
So we have, we're under the same 501c3 as Jackson County. We are a nonprofit. So they do a lot of fundraising over there that helps support us. I think about 40% comes from Jackson County at this point. We are getting some funds from the state, which is about 15% of our operating cost. So, generous community members, they help fund our closet for clothing, presents, diapers, et cetera.
Our giving trees at Christmas time.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. You guys are doing a lot for these kids. Yeah.
We try.
Brilliant. Well, so is there anything upcoming that folks need to know about that you guys are putting together?
Oh, yes. We have a training that starts May 5th. Oh, but first, you would have to come to an orientation, which is about 20 minutes long. We can schedule that Monday through Friday anytime, but we have a standing orientation right now that will be Thursday at 2 p.m. So if you hear this and you want to just show up, please come and we can get all the information from you then and see if you want to proceed with a training that starts in May 7th. And that's about 35 hours of classroom training.
Okay. And so, but they don't need to, if they just wanted to go get the information and if they are maybe still kind of on the fence, they don't need to sign up necessarily, but that's just an opportunity for them to at least get an idea of what they'd be going into.
Correct. Yes. Yes. Excellent. We'd love to educate the community about what we do.
Yeah. I mean, the more the merrier.
That's right.
We know about what you guys are up to. So that orientation, that's coming up here soon. And you said anytime, really.
Yes. Absolutely. We love to meet people and tell them about what we do and, and take a tour of our building. We're on the corner of 4th and D, 304 D, Northwest D Street. And,
that's where they can track you down. And they can also find you on your website. Is that right? What do you guys have over there for them, resource wise?
On our website, you can view our training schedule. You can read more about CASA if you're interested. You can make donations if you feel so inclined.
Right on. So it's always something they can do to help out, it sounds like.
Yes.
Brilliant. And again, that is jococasa.org. Is that correct?
That's correct.
That is correct.
Yeah. Now, if they had any questions, could they give you guys a call or maybe mainly just go on their website?
Sure. Our phone number for the office is 541-474-5437. And they can leave a message, or hopefully we'll answer and we'll be in the office.
Sweet. All right. And then what time was that orientation coming up?
It's Thursday at 2 p.m.
This Thursday, 2 p.m. at your location?
Yes, it is.
Brilliant.
And if they have a hard time getting to our location on any particular day due to work, we can always set them up with a Zoom orientation, okay. Which is, you know, and you know, it's roughly 20 minutes, but with Q&A, we could go on longer,
right?
If the time doesn't have any.
That's nice having that Zoom resource there. It has come in handy these last couple of years, I believe.
Yes, right, it has.
On. And if they had any questions, again, they can learn more at jococasa.org or give them a call. What was your phone number?
Sure. It's 541-474-5437.
Excellent. Well, Amber, Heather, anything else before we get going?
We just hope that we can meet some new people, and thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
Hey, absolutely. I hope you marked your calendar for their orientation, and again, schedule an orientation anytime, it sounds like. Head of their website, jococasa.org. Ladies, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Again, for coming in. And that'll do it for this Eyewitness Report right here on KJO.